us in the band, technically six live members, four members in the band, in terms of like the core. But we all met at the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg. The band is primarily based out of D.C., but that's where we all met and where we all live currently together, actually.
Okay, so you're all in Fredericksburg now?
Yep.
Awesome. That school's beautiful. So when did you guys start your band? So you all got together, was it just in college, or did you know each other before that?
I think it's fair to say pretty much none of us knew each other at all, really. Everyone kind of had their own
wandering soul.
Yeah, well, actually, literally, Russell plays the piano, I'm the vocalist and the guitarist. We met because I was playing on Campus Walk at Mary Washington, and Russell came by with his
melodica.
Yeah. And he kind of said, "Hey, like, can I join you?" And I thought that was kind of weird.
you're like no weirdo.
But it just our romantic musical life blossomed from there.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
thriving ever since.
That's good stuff.
I did not know his name.
That's really funny. So, how old were either of you when you started getting into music?
Well, LeVar, I played violin.
Mm-hmm.
I was, or am, classically trained. So I come from a musical family. My dad is a drummer and a guitarist, mm-hmm. and my siblings all played string instruments and pianos, vocalists. Very much my dad's side of the family is like that. And
awesome.
So with that in mind, around fifth grade in the city where I'm from, Norfolk, mm-hmm. my school district starts up string orchestra. If you want to, you can join the string orchestra and learn an instrument, and of course my mom was all over that, and so I ended up in someone's classroom playing the upright bass, playing the double bass, and I did that for about 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and somewhere along the way I discovered violin, did that, and now I'm here on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. That's about it, everything you've done up until that, this moment.
Yeah.
I failed at playing most instruments as a child, and it wasn't until I'm driven mostly by revenge and also competitiveness, and so eventually a guy who's not in the band now, but my closest friend who started the band with us a while back,
mm-hmm.
His name's Sam, he learned guitar, and I was kind of jealous that he knew guitar and I didn't, so that's really where I got started, and as soon as I started, it really became something that I knew that I couldn't not do.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also failed at all the instruments that I played growing up, and then I just stopped, so it worked. I'm glad it worked out for one of us. So who are your musical influences? Like, who did you guys grow up listening to?
It's a classic mix, and actually, in terms of the artists that have really inspired me, LeVar in particular, despises isn't the right word, but it doesn't care for a lot of the bands that I really love.
You know, I'm just really into Tchaikovsky, what can I say?
I really love this little band. A lot of people know them from their hit, quote-unquote, Welcome Home. It was in, like, some commercials, but Radical Face.
Okay.
And that's really the band that really struck me the most. But besides that, I love The Shins, and I love Death Cab for Cutie, Bright Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, like, some of the things that are a little bit farther from our genre, that, like, artists that I really love, Andrew McMahon, who has his recent hit, but I love Jax Mannequin, and then Reliant K also.
Awesome, yeah. Did you guys always want to play music? I mean, I guess, for LeVar, you said you grew up in a music family, so you kind of always did. Will, did you always want to, or is it something that you kind of, like, eventually just learned to find the one that you wanted to do?
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't know this was my path until, like, when Russell strolled up there with his melodica. I didn't know that this is where I was headed.
Uh-huh.
It kind of came to a point about a year ago where we all kind of looked at each other and said, let's give this a real shot. It seemed like the right thing to do, and we had the right lineup to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much my goal has been, it's funny you said Yeah, of course, for LeVar, but my goal has been to destroy all of my bandmates' other options so that they just want to play music.
Right? A year ago, I was in graduate school. No, yeah, I love music, and I've been playing for over a decade, but my plan was to go be a college professor. And so I spent some time in grad school, and for what it's worth, now I'm a teacher, but it has sort of, yeah, been the culmination of several things, and it's sort of fallen in place of this is the path that I'm passionate about, and that's going to work for all of us.
So what do you teach now?
I'm a math teacher.
Math teacher, what grade?
Mostly sophomores and juniors, some seniors. I teach the equivalent of a pre-calculus class.
Awesome. I could never do math. I never took pre-calc, so I applaud you.
Oh, it's so much fun. I got
so,
to tell you. I'm so...
if you guys could open for anybody in, you know, any performer you guys could open for, who would you want to open for? Or even just play with?
You had a... Yeah. You were going to say jukebox. We actually did get an opportunity to open the jukebox to go.
Yeah.
Cool. That was a real dream. I think for me, I just, in terms of meeting him and everything, I would love to open for Andrew McMahon. Mm-hmm. I would love to open for, not Bev.
No.
Bev, too.
I will say my personal favorite artist, Eric Hutchins.
Oh, yeah.
And so while he's a little outside of our genre, it's possible. I've seen him 8 times now, and it's a thing. It's a passion of mine. So that I would love to do something like that.
I could see that. I mean, your music is, his is a little bit more, I feel like, kind of bubbly than your music is, but it wouldn't be, like, completely out of the range, you know?
Right. No, absolutely. So, I'm thinking about that.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, the genre of music that you play, so you play kind of indie folk music, is that the genre that you've always played, or did you guys kind of like start playing a different genre, or did it just kind of end up that way?
That's what the band's always been. If Russell's at work right now, at Pizza Hut, as an aside, we all quit professional jobs to pursue this recently, so Russell has not always worked at Pizza Hut.
You just kind of started out playing the genre that you play now.
Russell said that early on in the band, we had a guy jamming with us who played cello. Mm-hmm. And simply by the necessity that he was on cello, there was as much way that we could do any other genre. And then also the limitations of playing in a dorm room, too. That was kind of like what we were limited to. So that's like, that's one answer. The other answer is that like that's definitely the genre I've always been drawn toward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotcha. And then my other question, so if you guys could learn to play any instrument that you don't play now, what would it be?
Huh. that's a good one. I have no kind of perceivable facility on a lot of woodwind and brass. My first step is I would love to be a jazz pianist. That's true. If I could do anything, I'd love to bust out some great jazz licks on the piano. But otherwise, I'd go with like trumpet or maybe banjo. That'd be fun.
I think I'd probably go with cello, simply by the necessity of like then I could get rid of LeVar.
That's always been the plan, quite frankly.
It's a work in progress, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Play the Game of Thrones theme song.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Okay. Get a big following from that.
Yeah.
All right. So for everyone listening in right now, that was Wilder we're talking to. Their new single, Sunstroke, is on our rotation on our station now. So everyone keep an eye out for that. Thank you guys for calling in. Sorry that it took a little while to get us started here. And this interview will eventually be on our website, and I'll send it to you guys.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for calling.
All right. Bye.